PFAS chemicals help protect firefighters by repelling water and oils off their gear. That same class of chemicals poses health risks linked to disproportionate cancer rates among fire crews. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahya Reyes reports several bills aim to help Indiana draw attention to the impact this harmful class of chemicals can have on firefighters, but alternatives aren't available.
South Bend's fire department lost several current and former firefighters to cancer in recent years, one last week. Chief Carl Buchanan says despite precautions, he and his crews can't be certain that the gear protecting them from fires isn't making them sick.
Companies that's making the gear that we are wearing, we need them to step up and make sure that we are holding true with our statement to our families that yes, I am being protected.
A bill would create a voluntary pilot program to test PFAS levels in up to 1,000 firefighters' blood. Representative Maureen Bauer is the bill's author.
There is no way for firefighters to even know if they've been exposed or if they have higher elevated levels.
Along with helping firefighters better monitor their health, Bauer believes data collected from this mass testing can help push manufacturers to find a viable alternative to PFAS. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahya Reyes.